Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I want to talk about, it's just you and me, and I want to talk about some things that I want to talk about the economy. I want to talk about our reaction to what's going on out there right now. And, you know, even though I don't sell the things that you sell, my business is pretty unique. But we still are in the same marketplace. The people that I serve, the customers I serve, the not only our sponsors but the business owners, you know, all you guys out there, you're out there on Main Street. I'm on Main Street, and you know, we're all in the same economy. We're all in the same marketplace, and so we're dealing with the same issues. And so I want to talk just a little bit about what we should be thinking about right now with regard to all these things. The economy is still, you know, is still having a tough time. The economy is still, even though technically speaking, the recession has been over for about a year and a half. You know, when we look at what Bill Dunkelberg reported earlier this week with his NFIB survey, the optimism, the general number of from his survey of optimism is still hovering in the recession percentages, and which is not good. And so what we have here is we're not in a recession, but for a lot of people it feels like a recession. And now we did our own poll on the website, and it's now Bill's poll is scientific, very scientific. Our poll is not; it is basically, literally, a poll. I mean, we just people show up on our website or through our newsletter, and we ask them a question. They give us an answer. We don't know who they are. We don't know, you know. We just ask these questions, and we aggregate the answers. And so we ask you if for you 2010 was going to be better than 2009. This was just a couple of weeks ago, and 6 out of 10 of you said that it was going to be better, that this year was going to be better than last year. Well, okay, that's good news, and that's not that doesn't mean that things are just rocking and rolling. It just means that things are better, and I believe that for most people, 2010 is probably a little better than last year. 6 out of 10 said that. 22 out of 10, 20% of you, around 20%. Said it was going to be about the same as last year, and about 20% said that it was not going to be as good. It was going to be worse. So that's a trend. 80% said that it was either going to be better or no worse than last year. That 10 was no better or worse than, or was going to be better or at least no worse than 2009. So I think that's good. And it made, what it got me to thinking about was this. Make sure that as you look across your you know, your field of operation there, your marketplace, how your business is performing in the marketplace, how sales are going, how's profitability, are you finding some successes or not, to the degree that you're not seeing the kind of performance that you want, that you think you should be getting, or at least that you're unhappy with. You know, I don't like to, you know, I'm not happy with sales. I'm not happy with profit. I'm not happy with expense control. I, you know, whatever it may be, whatever pain you have, whatever you're unhappy about, for a couple of years, it's been pretty standard for a lot of people when they have those kinds of pains. It's been pretty standard for them to say, well, it's the economy. You know, we got this great recession going on. So it's understandable. And even I in 2009 was telling you just to survive in 2009. Don't get too excited about anything except just to survive in 2009. And everybody I talked to said they thought that was good advice. But folks, we're coming to the end of 2010. And survival If you're still in business, I'm going to tell you, you've survived. Congratulations. It's now time to start saying, okay, the economy, there's still some tough times. We still have some headwinds. We still have some toxins that we have to absorb. But I've got to, here's what you got to say to yourself. I've got to look at my business, and wherever I feel pain, wherever I see lack of performance, I've got to ask myself this hard question. And folks, I know this hurts because people emailed me about my comment about this in the newsletter. They emailed me and took issue with me saying this. So I know that my question hurts because it already hurt some people and they didn't like it. And here's what it is. Is the lack of performance, is the pain that I'm feeling, is it really caused by the economy? Or how much of it could possibly be because of my own lack of performance, my own management shortcomings, my own inability to get out of my own way, my negative attitude about things? Have I been allowed to succumb? Have I allowed myself to succumb to this negativism, this malaise that I see in some people across the country? You got to ask yourself those questions. Now, this person who emailed me, one person in particular who emailed me, you know, really took issue with me about this. He said, no, it is the economy. Well, you know what? I didn't say that you weren't having real economic issues, that things that you can't do anything about. I just said, make sure that you ask yourself this very painful question. And it can be painful because it causes you to do some self-analysis. It causes you to look inwardly. It causes you to really, and I'm going to recommend, if you've got an organization, if you've got people, I recommend that you have a meeting with your people and you get a whiteboard or a flip chart or something, and you write down, where's our pain? Where's our pain? Where's our lack of performance? Is it sales? Is it profitability? Is it expense control? Is it whatever it may be? I don't care what it is. Could be vendors. Where is our biggest pain? And then you should ask yourselves this question. Is this because of something that we can have no control over? Or is this because of something that we could fix if we just would? And if you'll do that, then you will be able to look yourself in the mirror and say, I've done everything I can, however the company goes, one way or the other, or down the middle, I've done my best. I've asked the hard questions, and I've made the hard answers. Just do that, folks. That's all you got to do. And keep working. Keep working hard. I know you can do it. I'm going to take a quick break. Going to have some more things to talk about right after these messages. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you know I'm always on your side.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.